Good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of Logan's Devotions. It's great to be together. Wonderful to open up God's Word for another day and see what He has to say. We're turning through to 1 Corinthians chapter 9, but before I read our passage, as always, let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for your Word, which is both rich and true. And we pray that as we read it now, that you would encourage our hearts and build us up, that we might know you, follow you, love you, and adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 1 Corinthians 9, looking at verse 19 through to 22. For though I am free from all, I have made myself a servant to all, that I might win more of them. To the Jews I became as a Jew, in order to win Jews. To those under the law, I became as one under the law, though not being myself under the law, that I might win those under the law. To those outside the law, I became as one outside the law, not being outside the law of God, but under the law of Christ, that I might win those outside the law. To the weak, I became weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all people, that by all means I might save some. I do it all for the sake of the gospel, that I may share with them in its blessings. Well, Paul willingly sets aside all of his freedoms. We talked a bit about it the last few days. Paul willingly sets aside everything. Why does he do it? So that people would be saved. He willingly sets aside everything and willingly embraces things in order to see people saved. He does this for the Jews. He does this for the Gentiles. He does this to the weak. He does it, Paul says, to everybody. To the Jew, he becomes under the law. To the Gentile, he becomes not under the law. To the weak, he becomes weak. To the everyone, he becomes everyone. He is willing to do anything in his missionary zeal to see people saved. And when I say that, there's a whole host of people who are going, amen. Missionary pragmatism. I love it. Take the beach, no matter what the cost, you think to yourself. Go to the mission field, do whatever's necessary. Act like them, think like them, talk like them. You know, it doesn't matter who you're reaching out, it doesn't matter what you do, just do it. Maybe you're thinking that. Is that Paul's mentality? Is this basically just missionary pragmatism? Maybe you've seen some of this before, where people justify doing things on the mission field that they would never do in their home church. Maybe you just see this as just straight up pragmatism and you've got no stomach for pragmatism. Is that what Paul is? Is Paul a pragmatist? I want to suggest to you, no. This is missionary zeal. This is a passion for the glory of Christ established in the salvation of sinners. 100%. But it is not pragmatism. Let me explain why. Yes, Paul says he will do anything so that some will be saved. But he clearly doesn't mean he will do and allow anything and everything. Because he's willing, when Peter seeks to act like a Jew, to confront him to his face for the sake of the gospel. You remember that incident that he talks about in Galatians? When Peter is happily eating with the Gentiles, you might say he's being like one who's not under the law in order to save one not under the law. And then the Jews turn up, and then Peter distances himself and sort of hangs out with the Jews. Well, you could argue that he's being a Jew to the Jews. But Paul says no. Paul confronts him to his face. So there are cases when the gospel is at stake that Paul will not allow for this pragmatism, because the gospel is more important. Then you can think of the fact that he says, I will not be under the law, but I will be under Christ. Did you hear that? He says it in verse 21. Not being outside the law of God, but under the law of Christ. In other words, I will not act like a Jew to the Gentiles. In other words, I'm not going to enforce my Jewish ways upon the Gentiles, but I will be under the law of Christ. I'm not going to have free rein in the name of pragmatism, for example. Well, in order to reach my mates who drink lots, I'm going to go get drunk with them. You can't, it's pragmatism. No, you can't do that because that's not under the law of Christ. Or I want to reach the prostitutes, so I'll go down to the prostitutes and sleep with them. You know, because I want to be able to reach them effectively, and there's no better way of doing that. No, you can't justify that because you're bound by the law of Christ, Paul says. You see, ultimately what Paul is talking about here is secondary matters. Matters that are not under the law of Christ. Things that don't fall into sin category. Things that are optional. Things that are ad diaphora. These matters he is willing to forsake. Whether he eats bacon or not. Whether he drinks alcohol or not. Any number of things that we would consider to be conscience issues. He is willing to forsake, give up the right to. Especially in his situation right now, he's thinking about earning money, but lots of different things. He said he's willing to set all of that aside so that some might be saved. And I just wonder, is that our attitude? Do we have a burning mission zeal that would be willing to give up even hard-earned freedoms for the sake of saving people? You know, there's been a lot of talk about rights and freedoms in the last couple of years related to the COVID and the vaccines and everything else. How many of your positions on these issues would you be willing to give up? You know, if you're super pro-vaccine, like just sold out vaccine person, would you be willing to set that aside? I mean, I know it's way after the fact now. But would you be willing to set that aside and not get vaccinated for the sake of reaching unsaved, unvaccinated people? Or, to put the shoe on the other foot, would you be willing to get vaccinated in order to reach the vaccinated? Obviously, we didn't end up there. But would you be willing to, out of a burning zeal to see souls saved, would you be willing to forsake your freedoms in order to see souls come to Christ and be established in him? Now, that's a hard thing to do, but that's what the gospel calls us to do, to lay down our life as a sacrifice for others, right? But missionary zeal must always be tempered by the word of God. The constraint upon missionary zeal is the word of God. So we can't say, well, in order to reach our neighborhood, we're going to worship God in this weird way. Because the word of God doesn't allow that. We constrain and we temper our missionary zeal in accordance with the scriptures, but we're driven so that souls would be saved. And the reason we're driven for souls to be saved is because the glory of God is tied to the salvation of sinners. This is one of the chief ways that God glorifies himself, is by saving wretches like you and me. And so let us willingly set aside anything and everything so that with Paul we might say, I have become all things to all people that by all means I might save some. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we do pray for the salvation of sinners. We think of many people in our lives, friends, family, strangers, and we just pray, God, that you would use us and we would be willing to forsake all things and to become all things in order to see sinners brought into a right relationship with you and your glory be established through salvation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thanks so much for joining me for another day and another week. I'll see you back here next Tuesday. God bless.